USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Few leaders receive the outpouring of love that we have seen.
Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury, making comments about the Queen's impact during a funeral service. This as over 1 million people in the United Kingdom say farewell to Queen Elizabeth II. President Biden and the First Lady making the trip to London for the state funeral. The President currently on his way back to the United States. An American held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan is on his way back home. President Biden telling the family of Mark Fredericks he was released as part of a prisoner swap with the Taliban. Fredericks is a Navy vet from Illinois who was kidnapped in January 2020 while working a construction job in Afghanistan. After knocking out power in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Fiona is taking aim at the Dominican Republic. The hurricane making landfall in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico on Sunday. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm is expected to move up the eastern part of the island before turning north into the Atlantic later this week. Tensions are continuing to escalate between New York City Mayor Eric Adams and Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott as more buses of illegal immigrants arrive in New York City. Adams saying he is welcoming the illegal immigrants, but the city is considering legal action against Texas.
We will continue to welcome asylum seekers with open arms and provide them the services they need.
NFL Sunday Ticket customers aren't happy with DirecTV after the service experienced outages for the second straight week. The package allows customers to watch every NFL game in the league. The malfunction caused fans to miss parts of their games or full games entirely who were using the service's streaming app. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The war in Ukraine will be a main topic of discussion at the annual UN Nations General Assembly this week in New York. British Ambassador to the UN Karen Pierce says what she thinks world leaders will have to say about Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think they'll want to show that the invasion of Ukraine continues to be illegal and isn't working. You know, Russia is not at risk from Ukraine. Russia started the war wholly for its own purposes, not for its security.
Prosecutor in the Bluegrass State is in hot water.
Ronnie Goldie, Commonwealth attorney for four counties in eastern Kentucky, has been suspended by that state's Supreme Court and faces disbarment for promising to help a defendant in exchange for new photos. The Courier-Journal reports that Goldie exchanged 230 pages of Facebook messages with a female defendant who testified that in exchange for the photos, Goldie withdrew warrants and had cases continued. She also says she had relations with the prosecutor. Goldie denies sending the messages. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A pilot is dead after a plane went down during an air race in Reno, Nevada. The crash happened during the championship round of the Reno air races on Sunday afternoon. Video shows a plane hit the ground and burst into flames. A rare Monday night football doubleheader with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans and the Philadelphia Eagles welcoming the Minnesota Vikings to Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.